This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
So in labor economics, there's this thing called the quit rate. Basically, it's how frequently we voluntarily leave our jobs to do something else. Maybe that's a different job. Maybe it's law school. Maybe it's surfing. Whatever. The quit rate plummeted during the recession, and it's been creeping back up ever since, which is a good thing, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
Yeah, we really do want people to quit their jobs, and a lot more often, says Heidi Schierholz at the Economic Policy Institute.
When the economy is strong, people are more likely to be able to quit the job they're in and take another one that has better opportunities for wage growth or advancement. Perhaps it better matches their skills and interests.
The good news is voluntary quitting is slowly rising again, though it hasn't come back to the level we'd typically see in a robust economy with lots of job opportunities. And Dan Finnegan at online recruiting site JobVite thinks that for a long time to come, American workers are going to be hesitant to take the risk of quitting.
The last recession actually frightened the workforce. You're not going to take the chance of moving your whole family for a new job unless you believe it's going to stick.
Still, experts will tell you, to advance your career, you may need to move on, to raise your salary, increase your level of responsibility, improve the quality of your work life.
How many of you are working longer hours than you were working in 2008?
Executive coach Jean Erickson Walker delivers pep talks on this theme all the time. This one is for a group of contract managers meeting at a downtown pub in Portland, Oregon.
So what this really says about your career, if you are not 60% satisfied, get off your duck and get on with it.
Erickson Walker urges these middle-aged managers to always be looking for the next better thing. Mark Kowalski, 51, has followed that advice. He voluntarily left his job at a medical devices company in Southern California for one in Portland with better pay and benefits.
It's a little scary, and I don't think the economy has quite come back to where it was. There is an element of risk, but companies are always looking for good, talented people.
Back at her office, Jean Erickson Walker acknowledges it can be risky to actively hunt for a new job, even in the era of LinkedIn, where everyone's supposed to be networking and self-promoting. Two of her clients were fired when their bosses found out they were looking. Still, she says a lot of people have been stuck in lousy jobs for years now, too fearful to move.
So there's a restlessness that I think that they're identifying in their lives. It's almost, I want to do something new. I want relief. This is not the time yet, but I think it will be in the months to come, when you should feel comfortable leaving to look for something else.
Quitting a good job without something equally good already lined up sounds crazy in this economy. But it's exactly what 53-year-old Jean McDonald did last year when she left her very successful software firm.
I was at a developer conference
where she had an epiphany of sorts as she looked around her.
You know what? I don't see any other women in this room. At that moment, it hit me like, this just does not make sense.
What did make sense? Quit software and launch a free app camp for girls. The first dozen teenagers that McDonald recruited pitched their apps at the end of camp last summer.
This app would be especially for fans of Greek mythology and, as I like to call them, quizaholics.
Running App Camp for Girls is 60 hours a week, unpaid so far, exactly the kind of opportunity that you'd hope people would quit to take a flyer on.
I really had a burning desire, and it may be I'm a masochist, but I was like, well, I get to try all these new things that I don't know how to do.
And if she can't make this girl camp a paying gig eventually, McDonald says she'll just go back to high tech. Nice work if you can get it, or quit and easily get it back again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.